Welcome to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. You can find me on social media, Twitter at Brother_Andre. You can search for Brother Andre Marie on Facebook and you will find me. My email address, if you'd like to dash off a quickie email with a quick question or a quick comment, it's bam@catholicism.org. That's bam@catholicism.org. This evening's show is Our Lord Jesus Christ the King. We are, as the name would suggest, talking about the social doctrine of the church, talking about the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ the King. And this is episode number 201. And this is a solo episode as I have no guest. Now, what occasions me doing this show, I was talking to my church on the air a few days ago, and he asked me if I had done a show on the kingship of Christ. And I checked while we were still on air and told him, yeah, well, you know, I have a couple shows where I discussed it. And the chief one where it was mentioned would have been the show where I interviewed Doug Bursaw about the writings of Father Dennis Fahey. But that focused more on Father Dennis Fahey than it did on the doctrine of the social teaching of our Lord itself. Now, of course, the books of Father Fahey are a fantastic source for that, and I'll have a link to that show as well as a link to books on the social doctrine of our Lord on store.catholicism.org, our online store. But nonetheless, I never did a show on the social teaching itself, on the doctrine of our Lord's of our Lord Jesus Christ as King, not only of hearts but of nations. So this will be my presentation on that subject. So that's what occasioned it, and of course, what occasioned Mike asking me that is, in real time as I'm recording it, we're only a couple days off from the Feast of Christ the King, which is a Sunday. It's always in the traditional calendar the Sunday that precedes the Feast of All Saints. So the Sunday closest to the Feast of All Saints, before it. So, and the reason given for that by Pope Pius XI, who's the one who gave us this feast, was that it is in the saints that our Lord reigns most perfectly. They are the most perfect subjects to our Lord's reign. So he thought it was appropriate. There were many days that were being bantered around for that feast, one of which was the last day of the liturgical year, and that was dismissed. And I'll get into that in a little bit, because the reason I'll get into it is because it was dismissed by Pius XI, but later when the changes came out in the new rite, they actually changed it to that, and that sends kind of a wrong message. Now, unfortunately, when you're hearing this, you will be hearing this after the feast. So this isn't a preparation for the feast, but it's information. It's something that will inform you about the feast that by the time this premieres would have been celebrated a few days ago. That said, it can also be preparation for next year's Feast of Christ the King. You know, the liturgical year is such that as we go from year to year, we can actually go deeper and deeper into the mysteries that are on the church's calendar with absolutely no fear of exhausting them, because we can constantly meditate on these things and meditate on them every year and grow in insights and grow in our consequent commitment to our Lord. So let's dive into the subject, because we've got a lot of ground to cover. What I'd like to do is first give an outline of the doctrine by reading something that I myself wrote about, 11 years ago, March of 2008. This is dated, and I'll have a link to this piece. All right, so it's called For Christ the King. I'm skipping the intro paragraph, I'll read the rest of it, sort of commenting a little bit on the way. The traditional rite places the feast on the Sunday preceding the Feast of All Saints. This is to show, as we've already said, that Christ rules as King most fully over the saints. He, quote, triumphs in all the saints and in all the elect, end quote, to use the exact words of Pope Pius XI, who instituted the feast in 1925. At the same time, the prayers of the old rite emphasize the reign of Christ in society here and now. The Pope wanted the Pope wanted the laws of nations conformed to the kingship of Christ. The new rite, which also keeps the feast on a Sunday, puts it on the last Sunday of the liturgical year. Some have inferred from this change and from the new rite's removal of certain prayers for the reign of Christ over nations and not merely over the hearts of men, that Christ's kingdom should be seen as a future, that is to say, eschatological reality. In other words, when the four last things come, when the eschaton comes, and when our Lord comes after the general judgment, when all things are consummated, then we will have Christ reigning perfectly over the nations.